I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I feel like you're distant.
I'm not distant.
You are.
I'm so present.
You're not present. I feel like you're distant. Oh, you.
I'm sat.
Put down that phone of yours.
I'm sat right in front of you. I was just messaging Boris Johnson.
What were you saying to Boris?
Saying what's up. Keep up the good work. Stuff seems to be going well.
Is that what you were doing?
I'm seeing if I can get a position on the cabinet. No, I tell you what, the weather has changed.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. It rained. We got very wet this morning, didn't we?
We got very wet, that's true.
I think I must have like Mediterranean in my blood or something. Because as soon as the season changes, I start to feel shit. I immediately feel like my superpowers have faded.
Listen, you're like Samson, but he had hair.
Yeah.
You don't have the hair.
I have not got the well, he had.
Yours are the seasons.
He had a purple lock, right? Purple.
Purple lock.
Yeah, he had a purple.
Samson did not have. He dyed his hair purple.
Yeah, he had a purple ponytail. I'm sure.
Samson.
Yeah.
No.
It was.
Google it. Go on. Google it.
All right, I'll do the Googling.
You think Samson, the ancient, like hero, had a dyed purple ponytail?
We'll find out.
In like some Disney movie that you've watched?
Maybe.
Why would he have a dyed purple?
I'm sure he had a purple.
No, he did not.
No, that was Nissus had a purple lock.
Who's Nissus?
Yeah, it was. I don't know.
Who's Nissus?
Ancient Greek.
Yeah.
It kept him safe from harm.
And what, then, his purple ponytail?
Yeah, and then when it was chopped off, he was then harmed.
What did he do? Ooh, come near me.
Get the hair dry. I'm sure that...
Samson had long hair, and then his girlfriend or wife...
Partner cut it off.
Or she was working for somebody. She was working for somebody else. And she then came in.
She was... Yeah, there was an invading army out that were camped outside, right? But they couldn't attack because Samson was so strong. And then I think she ended up like... didn't she? She ended up sort of canoodling with the enemy.
Yeah, there you go. There's always this thing. Eddie Izzard used to do this very funny sketch. He's a comedian. About the Trojan horse. And it was so funny where they used to talk about how the Trojans used to say, okay, we're retreating, but we're going to leave you this horse. Here you go, just have it. There's nothing in there, don't worry. And they're like, oh, what a lovely present they gave us. We're going to bring it in. Oh, there'll be nothing inside.
I feel like you're the type of guy that would fall for a Trojan horse.
Who would I? If a horse turned outside my house, I'd be like, what the hell is...
What would be the modern day equivalent?
Can I also just say about it? Where do they make the horse? Where do they make it? When they were attacking you, did they suddenly go, they're making a horse? Why are they making that massive horse?
People back then could build things. They're not like us useless humans today.
No, I don't mind about building things, but it's more, what they would see them building, like they're building a massive horse.
That's quite a nice, thoughtful gift.
A gift?
Yeah, it's a lovely gift.
There's been some weird gifts in history.
Some gifts.
So there's been some weird gifts. Gifts. Yeah. Gifts.
As like what?
Okay, so do you know who gifts the Christmas tree to New York every single year?
Sweden.
Yeah, it's something like that. I think it's Denmark.
Scandi country.
It's, who gives New York their Christmas tree. Donated to the Rockefeller. Someone gives it to...
God, if we didn't have Google, this podcast would be absolutely buggered.
Oh, would not be. Do you know who built the Statue of Liberty?
The French.
Yes. And
they gifted it, yeah.
And who built the Eiffel Tower?
The British.
Did they?
I think, no, was it...
It was the Americans.
Wasn't it using British steel or something? No, maybe not. I don't know. What genealogy do you think you have? What do you think's your, like, your genetic makeup?
Sorry, you're right. What's going on?
That's a question.
Oh, yeah, but can you explain that more to me?
Well, no, just because I feel like when it's like, I was just talking about the weather, I feel like I must have some sort of Mediterranean in my blood.
Oh, okay, so you think
I was talking about?
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you were going crazy for a second.
No, so what I'm saying is, what do you reckon your genetic makeup is? Like, do you think you're like fully...
I don't think so. I think I'm pretty British.
Pretty British.
Pretty damn British.
Pretty damn British.
No, I think I've got a bit of Mediterranean.
Do you think?
Swedish or something. What about
that? Mediterranean Swedish.
Yeah. That weird mix.
Love going down to Mediterranean coast.
I think I got a bit of
Stockholm.
I got a bit of Mongolian in me.
You reckon? Do you know what we should do before the next bonus or however long it takes? We should do one of those tests.
A DNA test?
Yeah, send it off and then we can read it out.
Yeah, but it takes a while to... I'll tell you what. Someone sent us once before. If any of you lovely listeners are listening and you do DNA tests, please let us know. We'd love to do one.
I don't think it would take that long for you.
We would love to do one, wouldn't we? Just get in touch, contact@privatepartspodcast.com or slide into our DMs. Please, anyone listening to this, anyone who knows anyone to do DNA tests, I'd love to. You would have some.
Yours would be just 100% obnoxious.
You'd be 100% a pervert.
Nice one.
Gotcha. That's what it would be.
Well, at least I admit it.
Do you know what anagrams are? Not anagrams. Do you know what
acronyms
are?
What? The thing that you just had to discuss before we started the bonus.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to ask you some acronyms because I quite like acronyms. What does what is the acronym for YOLO?
You only live once.
Yeah, there you go. What is the acronym for...
I think that is the acronym.
Do you know what the acronym for FAT is? PH FAT?
I actually don't.
I did not know this.
What is it? Pretty...
Pretty hot and tempting.
For fat?
Yeah, no, for fat. Not. Yeah, it is.
What?
Yeah, it is.
When you're like, oh, that's fat.
Yeah,
that's pretty hot and tempting.
Yeah, yeah. People used to shout that, yo, look at you, you're so fat. To me.
Yeah.
PH, fat. Okay, this is great. Fish. Do you know what fish acronym is?
What do you mean?
First in, still here. What? What is fish?
I've never ever used that. That must get confusing as well.
When do you ever use fish?
That's what you used to use when you went to the clubs.
No.
You went to the clubs in Clapham.
No. Do you know what FUBAR means?
Isn't FUBAR a brand?
Yes. Do you know what FUBAR is?
What does it mean?
Fucked up beyond all recognition.
Nice.
What is that?
I've seen you FUBAR a couple of times.
I've seen you FUBAR a lot. Oh, my God. Okay, wait, one more.
You carrying on?
Yeah, one more. Come on. One more. Give us another one. Oh, I don't want to do that one.
Do you know what a BNOC is?
Guy. What?
BNOC.
No, what's BNOC?
Big name on campus. Oh my God, it's fresh, isn't it?
We can talk about it. Do you know what GIF is?
Generated...
Graphics Interchange Format.
No, I didn't know.
Oh my God, I could do this all day.
I don't know if it's that interesting.
Okay, well, listen, with your chat over here, tell us, what's up today with you?
Nothing is up.
What we don't do on this podcast, we've got a lot of listeners listening right now.
Yeah.
You all right? Come on.
I'm good. Oh. I'm just, it's a bit of a rainy day.
Sure.
It's a Monday. Mm-hmm. So I'm just taking a while to get the engine going.
I feel this. I told you. So listen to all you listeners.
Your Mercury's in retrograde.
Yes, it is. Mercury's in retrograde. Retrograde. It's in retrograde. Felipe is looking at me. It's in retrograde.
So what does that mean, Jay?
Okay, so basically, I'll explain what it is, right? Because happens three times a year for about half a month or 20 odd days, right? And what it means is, hold on. Mercury and retrograde. So what it means is Mercury starts a period of retrograde. What is Mercury? Three times a year, the planet Mercury appears to travel backwards across the sky. Mercury, to those who these times were particularly traditionally associated with confusion, delay, and frustration. It basically means that it's moving backwards and it's not moving in the right way. While we orbit the sun ourselves, we can observe the other planets moving across the sky, following their own path. So it's moving out of... It's not moving in the right way, basically. And what that does is it...
That's why you're being a dick, isn't it? Just to clarify. So all that means that you're a dick. Okay, I get it.
So that when it happens, all right, when it does happen, lots of things go on. So you should never make decisions. If you're feeling out of sync with yourself, that normally what it is. If you're feeling anxious about stuff, if you're feeling angry about stuff, if you are, things aren't going to plan, if you're doubting, a lot of people break up during this period because they doubt their relationships.
Really?
Yeah, lots of things go on. So, to all of you guys who have been feeling a certain way, Mercury is in retrograde. Do not fear. It's going to end 18th of October. It finishes.
And then the good times are rolling.
I feel like when it goes in, it's like a male period.
What? Can you not get Mercury retrograde if you're a woman?
You can, but I feel like men...
Stop trying to steal it for the patriarchy. God. You're just such a misogynist, aren't you?
Where's the weirdest place you've had sex?
I think I'm not going to get into it, but a graveyard.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was really...
Make something else up.
I didn't make it.
Say like a larder or something, I don't know.
A larder?
Say something like that.
A larder.
Say a larder.
It's the most like middle class thing.
Yeah.
Do you want to have sex in the larder tonight, darling?
Say like the cloakroom.
You've got some like hanging hams in the larder.
Hanging?
I'm going to hang my ham out in
the some yams.
Oh yeah, get your yam out.
What is a yam?
It's an American something, isn't it? I don't know.
Probably another acronym.
Isn't it like a bun or something? A yam? No, I don't know.
Oh, I think it may be. Okay, wait, hang on. So it's Freshers Week. Best Freshers story. Come on, tell me. You must have got a Freshers story.
When I first joined, so on Freshers, when I first joined uni.
When you first joined the Legend Club, let's all go and shit in a pint and drink it. Like that's the type of person you would have been.
No, I wasn't quite like
on the dance floor? Mitten did. Ha ha ha, he's a legend.
That was you at uni.
It wasn't.
I bet you went to Leeds with such.
If you're going to be in the rugby team, you have to tie each other and vomit on each other.
I didn't play in the rugby team because of that reason. I didn't want to eat my own turds. But yeah, anyway, so we're all living in halls. I think there were six of us in the apartment.
Best mates, yeah.
Yeah, well, I know.
We're all going to be best friends.
I arrived and I was so hungover because I'd went out the night before to celebrate leaving to go to uni. But I was so hungover.
Sorry, you went out. You celebrated going to uni.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you've got to say goodbye to like people from home.
Yeah, that's true.
So you probably just didn't have anyone. You were just on the tennis court playing ball with yourself. I'm going to miss you. Going to miss you, fucking 25 acres of misery.
25 acres of misery.
Yeah, that's going to be your sequel book.
25 acres of misery.
But yeah, anyway, so I didn't meet everyone on the first night or for the first day because I was so hungover. I just stayed in bed. And I think they all went out that night, and then I saw some other mates that I'd already known who'd started uni as well. And I got really drunk, and we had a Henry the Hoover. And I went into the fridge, and there was this big pot of pesto, and I for some reason put the Hoover over the pesto, and it went, the whole thing went up into the Hoover, and I was like, oh shit, the whole thing's. I mean, I don't know what I expected to happen. And then I can't remember whose it was, but for like the next week they're like, oh yeah, so does someone like use my pesto? And then every time we would turn the Hoover on, it would smell like an Italian restaurant. And I was like, yeah, it's so weird, I don't know what that smell is. Yeah, it was really, really bad.
Who's the weird kid going into the fridge with the Hoover?
I don't know what I was doing.
Oh, the butter's gone.
It was like Nunu off the Teletubbies.
Walking around the kitchen, just taking everyone.
I felt so bad. I never admitted it. They're probably going to listen to this now and know that.
Also, there's people when you arrive at university, to anyone who's going to go to university, you realise that some people, you get people who are chilled with their food, and you get people who are anal with their food.
Mm.
I was not an anal person. I couldn't care. Probably because I was taking everyone else's food.
Yeah.
I had a fight with someone once. I had an argument with my friend Alexis over wine gums. I stole them. I ate them all. And I lied about it. And we had an argument. And I went, I swear on my mother's life.
Mate,
and he
horrible.
Went, do not do that. I went, I swear. I'd eaten
with
them.
Gums in your
I'd
teeth.
I'd eaten them in my bedroom. I'd eaten all of them.
You're a bad guy.
I also ate his bolognese.
Do you know what? I can't really do that. I feel bad.
Oh, I mean, maybe, God, maybe, get off your maybe, high freaking horse.
Off my high Trojan horse. Maybe when I'm drunk, I will do things like that, but I couldn't lie like that. That's bad. You're a bad guy.
Wait, when you're drunk, you'll do things like that?
I probably, yeah, sometimes I would have eaten people's food. But as a rule of thumb, I think...
But you feel it'd be way funny to go to the fridge with a Hoover, yes. Having not known anyone. Firstly, where'd you get the Hoover from? Secondly, who were you with? Thirdly, why are you thinking the pesto was the best option?
There's no answer to any of those that will make sense. So it just happened, right?
You turned the Hoover on stank of an Italian.
I just stank of fucking pesto every time they turned it on. But no one ever put two and two together. It was managed to give. It's the perfect crime. Every time they turned the Hoover on, I was just twiddling my moustache going, ha ha. He strikes again. Tried to Hoover up a roast chicken one day. It didn't really work out. Wings flying everywhere.
Wings?
I don't know.
Put it on reverse. Every time you get a peas, you just bring out the Hoover and do reverse pesto it. Vum, vum.
Did you cook a lot at uni?
No, I didn't cook that much.
You cooked?
I didn't cook that much.
You cooked up some...
Yeah?
Some...
Yeah?
No?
Yeah, what I cook up, boy?
I don't know.
What I cook up, boy? No, I didn't cook up anything. I used to...
You cooked up some good grades and a... And a good attitude.
Oh yeah, I kicked out loads of that. No,
you famously didn't really get laid at uni. Actually, is what I've been told.
Jesus Christ!
And then you joined TV, and then finally,
no, I was going out with a girl who was really she's called Lucy. She's super hot, and I went out with her for the whole of the first year, and then I came into the second year, and I'd gone out for her for 3 years, and so when I came into my second year and I was single, I had forgotten how to like flirt. Because when you're 18 or whatever, or I was 19 or whatever it was, 3 years is like a lot of your life. Like, as in, like, 3 years takes up, like, the first 3 years don't really count, right? Because you're just mesh. You're not
mesh.
Well, you're not really anything, are you?
You're just a mesh.
You're just a mesh. Oh, I get so meshy. But then, so that 18, 17, so 15 years of your life, you've been alive. And 3 of those years, I've been in a relationship. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15. That's 1/5. Of my life. So I was in a relationship. Then I came, so I was everyone's mate. I was like everyone's friend and I was sweet.
Did you get friend zoned a lot?
I didn't get friend zoned. I didn't have the confidence to go out there and do it.
What would your...
I was really cocky
and
things like
that. How would you flirt?
I would get very drunk.
And you'd say, just honestly, hold on 3-4 years because I'm going to be a superstar.
No, I used to get really drunk. And I used to be dancing in, like, cause we used to go warehouse. I was just dancing there. I was just like, oh, yeah, I used to go dancing. just a little bit of salsa.
No, I'm imagining you in like a wife beater with a headband on with a cigar.
Oh, I don't know.
What? Dancing, smoking a cigar. Yeah, I can see why you didn't get any girls.
Yeah, yeah. But I used to, and then I used to sort of try and like, I'd see someone dancing across the room and I'd point to them and be like, hey, get over it. And then I couldn't really talk to her. I was nervous.
Call them over and then just say nothing.
Yeah. Hi. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, yeah.
Do you want some wine gums?
Got a bit of bolognese at home. My friend's got a pesto and a Hoover.
Bolognese.
So I wasn't that good at doing at that. I lost my confidence, and then third year my confidence came back. And I got hooked up with people my third year.
Nice.
But no one that I'd ever really fancied. I didn't fancy anyone. Never fancied anyone.
All those broken hearts. Just listening in, just shattered.
Yeah, sorry guys.
I thought he loved me.
Yeah. So that's, but you were a bit of a player at uni, weren't you? What about your, were you in Freshers Week, were you totally single?
No, I'd just broken up with my first ever girlfriend, actually.
Phoebe.
Yeah. Okay. So, no, I can't really remember. What was I like? I don't think I was...
You were.
I wasn't a player.
You would have been a player. Come on, buddy.
No, I don't think I was.
You weren't really a player?
No, I was too busy hoovering.
Cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I remember first day at uni, because I when I went to Leeds, I didn't get the grades to go in. So I went up to Leeds. I told you this.
It was one of those privileged.
No, it was not one of those privileged things.
One of those money things, right? I get it. I didn't get the grades, I just had the money.
Yeah, you didn't have the grades, but suddenly they had a new sports hall. I went up to Leeds and I went up to the drama department, knocked on the door and said, look, I've done really badly in my grades.
Done really badly?
Yeah, sorry. I can't really talk and I'm very nervous.
My Dinglish is terrible.
My Dinglish is very bad. And I said, look, I just really want to come here, yada yada yada, all that kind of stuff. And they said, look, it's very competitive. And they said, well, we really appreciate your kind of
your money. take your hand off my hand.
they said we really appreciate your kind of like what is it, your confidence, not your confidence but your whatever it is,
sort of creepiness.
No, you know what I mean.
And, get out of my office now.
And anyway, they gave me an unconditional offer to go there.
Nice.
Because I went up there and begged them, pretty much. Anyway, that's not the
and
point.
The moral of the story is, if you don't get the grades, beg.
No, honestly, to anyone listening to this right now, if you don't get your grades to the university you want to, go up to them, ask them, speak to them. Show intuition. Go and do it. I promise you. It won't. And yeah, they'll say no, but you've already had a no, so what's the worst that could happen? They'll say no again. Okay, but I've got some funny, fresher things, right? So,
what are they?
This is what Vice were talking about the people that you meet in freshers. Very funny. So here's everyone you're going to meet at Freshers Week in the UK this year.
What, like stereotypes?
Yeah, so the guy with the fucking acoustic guitar.
With the fucking acoustic guitar.
Yeah, so today, he says, is going to be... Today, he says, is going to be the day that you're going to throw it back to you. He looks down to make sure his finger is on the right chord. A brief pause. Everybody, nobody sings along. A guy who has never brought drugs, but who is looking for drugs. You'll see him intermittently every 6 weeks or so, walking around the quad, looking lost and high. Any drugs, lads? He'll say. He still hasn't found
Sounds
any.
Like you, mate.
Has he been to any lectures? Has he slept? Has he spoken to anyone beyond an all drug dealers? Very funny. The literal uni lad. The day you move into the halls, you'll be greeted by the firm, no-nonsense handshake of an off-the-peg lad. $150 polo shirt, Sports Direct XXL jogging bottoms, tin of Foster's on the go at 12:01 p.m., two wallet condoms, stolen bottle of Nando's lemon and herb sauce, the only derogative item on the windowsill in his room, and a Hoover. The dude who really, 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 really wants to lose his virginity.
That was you.
That was not me.
Oh, that was Jay Lang.
Person who stays in her room so much you slowly suspect they are either dead or never existed in the first place. The kid who's throwing off the shackles of his do your homework parents and his you have no mate secondary school and is now finally free and so decides to entirely and unconvincingly reinvent himself really loudly at you.
There were so many of those.
So many of those.
Actually, yeah.
The girl who is really homesick and never stops going on about how good fucking Peterborough summer is.
Fucking Peterborough.
The two people in who halls who everyone knows are going to shag, and they shag, and then it gets weird. Oh, God, that is too good. Who do you think you were? You were more like the Foster's lad.
No, I wasn't. I'm not laddie, though.
I'm not laddie.
You're quite laddie. You're that, like, because you like sport.
I think I was more like the fancy dress girl.
Really?
Yeah, I quite
what
liked
did you wear?
I don't know. I just quite like. I think I was that.
Were you like sort of full moon vibes? Like,
no, I didn't go to full moon. I didn't go to.
If I can imagine you like wearing lots of like fluorescent stuff.
Yeah,
like,
I used to wear that. I've seen a picture of you in like wearing fluorescent stuff.
Yes, but I dropped it all before I went to uni because I realised it
was
lame.
2 months later, you dropped it.
I moved fast.
Didn't it? Oh God, you're so. Do you know why? Because life at that age. That's hence the same thing about me not getting laid.
What?
I don't know.
Too fluorescent.
Yeah.
Blinding all the girls.
Also very funny, we got sent this in. Things overheard at first year at uni halls. This has been overheard at university.
Let's hear it.
This has been overheard. Can we compare our school's Latin mottos?
That was you. 100%.
Another one. I want to take 2 inches off my dick and put it on my height.
What? Again, you.
What about, I just can't get excited about European skiing anymore.
Again, you. Is this literally taken from Leeds? And when did you join?
We'd rather have chlamydia than be boring. What? He's all been overheard.
Nice.
Posh is such a derogatory term. I'm from old money. I'm liquid. I'm liquidity poor.
Again, you.
This is ridiculous.
They're all you.
This is
maybe
so bad.
Chlamydia one.
This is my favourite. When a guy comes in my mouth, I get violent diarrhoea.
Oh, wow. Again, you.
I think to anyone to listening to this bonus episode, you've got Freshers Week coming up. Or Freshers Week started now. Started. Everyone's at university. Have the most wild time of your life. Life gets, you know, as you get older, you get more responsibilities and you get, you know, less time to do amazing things and you get into big bad world and you have to think about rent and you have to think about, well, you have to think about rent to uni, but you have to think about getting jobs and all these different things. This is the time of your life to really go have fun, be wild. Time isn't going to catch you up. It's not suddenly going to catch you up and you haven't done things. So if you're concerned about doing homework all the time and getting the great grades, that will happen. Work hard, have fun. This is your chance. The next 3 years of your, sorry, we're going to drink the Kool-Aid at the end of this as well.
There's all those freshers out this weekend. And go, whoa, what are you doing out for? Well, did you also hear that? It's Jamie Lang guy saying that we should probably go out this weekend. Yeah, man, me too.
But it's true.
Well, that's part of it.
Go wild, have fun, be safe while you do it, but just go and have the most fun time ever. This is your chance. Sleep with as many people as you want. You know, drink.
Safely,
drink. Do whatever, experiment, have fun. Safely. I never do it all. Go and get a Hoover and put in pesto and honk it up.
Make sure you get good grades because otherwise you'll end up on reality TV.
Yeah, like
and you know what that'll entail.
I hope all you lovely listeners like that little episode. Before we go, we have a charity nomination from Mandy. As always, we love the charity nominations. And if you would like to nominate an unsung hero, charity, an individual, please go to our link tree in our Instagram at Private Podcast. From Mandy, Mandy says, I'm running the London Marathon for the Malala Fund and started listening to your podcast during my training runs. They help all girls access education and would be so grateful if you donated. Mandy, that is so kind of you. It's going to go into our pot of nominations and of course we'll be back in touch. As I said, if you'd like to get in touch, we'd love to hear from you guys. We would love to hear your freshest stories. That's what we want to hear. So Freshers Week is happening. If you're listening to this episode and you're at university, send us some stories, some things you've overheard, anything at all, we want to hear from you. You can stay anonymous if you want to, do not worry. Send it to contact, that's contact at privatepartspodcast.com or slide into our DMs with the stories at Private Podcast. Any university freshers stories that we'd love to hear. Before we go also, we want to mention about the merch. Very exciting. People have been asking about Private Parts mugs. Don't fear. We've got a lot of merch coming. Socks, maybe. Who knows? Maybe some cups. Maybe some watery, drinky things. Maybe some mugs. They're all going to be, keep your eyes and ears peeled because we're going to be announcing that soon and sending out some stuff. So you lucky listeners will be getting loads of Private Parts stuff. Well, messages as I talk about all the stuff.
Just finishing off my chat with Bojo.
Also, we do want to give shout out to Mandy, who is going to be running the London Marathon this Sunday.
You got this.
Good luck to you. Good luck to all you runners. Have a fantastic day. We'll be cheering you on. Right, everyone, that's the end of the bonus episode. This Friday, we have Harry Jowsey.
Ooh.
Jowsey? Chelsea.
It was quite an intense, spicy chat, wasn't it?
He slept with a lot of people. He told us.
He's putting it around in LA.
Putting it around. Your terminology.
Mate, the amount of the envy I could sense from you when he was talking about LA, you were just like, tell me more. Oh, tell me more about
God.
It.
Again, you're self-reflecting upon me.
I'm not.
Stop being, get a mirror, look in it, and say that's me.
I did this morning.
Yeah, look in the mirror.
And I went, you keep doing what you're doing, buddy.
Look in the mirror and go, and take full advantage, not advantage, what am I, just, own up to yourself.
All right. I'm going to do that.
Good. Nice one. All you people having freshers, go wild, kids. Go freaking wild.
Awesome.
Have a great day. Don't get too drunk. And wear a seatbelt. See you on Friday. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.